State lawmakers are forcing Mecklenburg County to surrender control of MecLink. That's the 8-month-old county agency that controls Medicaid funds for mental health, substance abuse, and disability services. The state ultimately just wants a handful of these organizations. So Cardinal Innovations, MecLink's largest counterpart, is preparing to move in. On Monday, the commission's ad hoc MecLink Transition Committee met with Cardinal's top people to discuss how a takeover would work. Commissioners want three things from Cardinal: a larger say in the agency's operations, assurances that MecLink employees will have jobs at Cardinal, and reimbursement for startup costs. Commissioner Trevor Fuller led the meeting by asking for a larger say. Cardinal has a governing board, but has offered the commission just one slot on it of about a dozen.
Mecklenburg really is different, and we have a million people here. We are urban. The notion that Mecklenburg County would have only one representative is a difficult proposition for us to accept.
Cardinal CEO Pam Shipman suggested little room for compromise.
The board is firm about the structure.
Shipman argued that commissioners would control appointments to a local board, which could make recommendations but wouldn't have any voting power. Next, Fuller asked about MecLink's staff.
You know, we have around 200 employees in MecLink. Is it your expectation that you would hire the 200?
You know, I don't know that.
And that was Shipman answering again. She said MecLink employees would have to reapply for jobs at Cardinal, but would be given preference.
We do nothing but gain by employing people that already know, already trained, already understand the system.
And third, the county is trying to recoup MecLink's startup costs. Here's Fuller and Shipman.
The county expended approximately $8.4 million of county money, not Medicaid money, Mecklenburg citizens' taxpayer money. I wonder if you talk to us about how we might recoup some of those dollars. Give us some of your thoughts on that.
Well, I'm not aware of the state making provisions for that in the past. You know, we've used our own money for startup, and they haven't paid it back to us. And so I'm not sure that there's a way that can be done.
Commissioners pushed back by identifying a $25 million investment fund they suggested Cardinal could use. But that's three requests and three less than inspiring answers for the commission. And that's because Cardinal has the upper hand in the negotiations. The county has to give up MecLink next April, and Cardinal has emerged as the only taker. So the commissioners voted for county staff to finish negotiations, and tonight, the full commission will vote on that proposal. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.